Songs on Jacaranda FM.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg peaking at 34 degrees today. Pretoria 30, Mombela 29. Former President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambutla, says the case brought against her 4 years later is nothing more than a blatant attempt to intimidate her into silence. She appeared in court this week and faces charges of incitement to commit terrorism and two counts of incitement to commit public violence for her role in the violence experienced in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng during July 2021. Cliff Shiko has more.
In a statement, Duduzile Zuma Sambutla, who is also an MK Party Member of Parliament, says she will not be silenced. She is adamant the charges are politically motivated and no one will stop her from standing up for her father. The 42-year-old says she wears the charges as a badge of honor, knowing that she stands on the right side of history. The case resumes in court next month. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police have arrested two suspects in connection with the murder of a traffic officer in Tembisa. The suspects were apprehended yesterday in Alexandra. The victim, who was on duty at the time, was shot and killed on Wednesday. The motive for the incident remains unknown. Another day of load shedding lies ahead. Electricity Minister Jose Ntsorama-Hopa has apologised to the nation following the implementation of Stage 3 load shedding. He admits the power cuts are setback.
Exceptionally disappointed all of us with regards to the setback. Registering our profuse apology to the country. The last thing that we wanted was to have a Stage 3 profuse apology, but we are on the right track.
Kasatu, meanwhile, says Eskom needs to address the billions it loses to corruption, wasteful expenditure and cable theft and non-payments and stop dumping the bill on working class families. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa this week granted Eskom a tariff hike of 12.7% for the 2025 and 2026 financial year. Here's Kasatu spokesperson Zanele Sabela.
Ordinary consumers should not be pickpocketed and made to suffer for the sins of criminals, inept politicians and incompetent managers. The Federation calls on government to intensify support for Eskom to reduce its dependency on double-digit electricity tariff hikes.
And we end off in the US, where a medical jet with six Mexican nationals on board crashed into a busy Philadelphia neighborhood last night. This marks another US aviation disaster after a passenger plane and a military helicopter collided mid-air in Washington this week. I'm Chanel September 83 with me. The voormalige President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambutla, said the saak wat 4 jaar later teen haar aan hande gemaak is niks meer as 'n blatante poging om haar tot stilte te intimideer nie.
Jacaranda FM. Now, from the station that plays more music you love, our weekly countdown has just got more. 20 songs more.
More.
On the CTM Top 40. Danny, tell them.
That is right. It is time for the CTM Top 40 with possibly a new number one. We got a finally, we got a new number one last week. After 4 weeks of Chapel Rowan, she's down to third place this week, which means that Blackbird could possibly be number one. I've been predicting that this song, You Do You, is going to be number one at some point. 9 weeks on the charts. Why are you not voting for them? 0848500942. Also, new music on the way from David Derman, Zio, and Matthew Gold, Casey Lowry, and more. We're going to chat to all of them, but let's get into it. In at number 40 this week, Daniel Barron with Acid Rain.
CTM Top 40 on Jacaranda FM starts in 40.
39, 38, 39.
3, 2, 1. Now. Number 40.